Let's fucking do it.
Let me just turn the TV down so.
Yeah, of course.
We don't bleed Mario audio into the pod.
Yeah, right. Get fucking sued for Mario audio.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fucking funny. I'm not gonna lie, that would be hilarious.
It'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, welcome to the Whoa podcast. Yay.
What's up, Dane?
What's up? What's up?
Hey team.
Hey, what's up, Whoopers?
I think I'd kill myself if we started doing it like that.
Dude, don't forget to like and subscribe and then hunt me down and kill me. Don't forget to do that as well.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah.
If you aren't willing to hunt down me and fucking kill me, then get the fuck off my podcast.
Do you guys know what the She's 12 stuff is?
No?
I don't either.
I actually don't.
I can't find it because every fucking tweet under the trending thing is, oh my God, I don't know what this means. What's this mean? And it's like, if you guys wouldn't spam the shit out of this trending thing, I'd find out.
Mm-hmm. Probably has something to do with Roy Moore.
Yeah.
Another American politician.
That's what a lot of people are saying, that it's Roy Moore.
I know there are some that there is nothing to it. Somebody just got the hashtag going and said like a joke, and then people were just like, oh my God, I don't know what this is. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like there really is nothing at the bottom.
Well, I keep thinking, so I tweeted that dog shit tweet earlier, and I keep thinking about now instead of he was a skater boy, she was a penis or whatever. That it's like the he lied and she believed, but he's a Republican and then she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta do here. I gotta do that real quick. yeah, that's pretty good.
It's a picture of Tom Hanks. I hope some fat gay guy from Barstool has already tweeted it.
Yeah, they don't let fat gay guys work at Barstool. Come on, man. They're all frat boy hunks.
No, the fat gay guy that works at Barstool tweeted Clay Sweet before him, like an hour before him.
It was like, man.
Anyway. anyway, yeah, it was just like low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like, because it's funny. And there is, yeah. But yeah, he's a fat gay guy that works with Barstool.
Does he work with Barstool?
I'm pretty sure he has at Barstool in his bio. Right?
Yeah, I'll retweet
him and Lil Sasquatch signed together.
Is that how? I don't know how.
Yeah, him and my mutual signed at the same time.
Oh, right, yeah. Is this, yeah. Does this look good? Or should I do it the other?
You sent something to Twitter. I literally can't see that through my phone away. Like, not in the trash, but just, like, away from me. Because I didn't want it to distract me.
Oh, well, I'm letting it distract me. Right?
Yeah, I find myself being too distracted, you know?
Right.
I just Googled a fat gay guy that works for Barstool, and my Mac just opened a photo booth. I don't know what that means.
yeah. But
basically, all that's coming up on the search page is allegations against Dave Portnoy. All of them. Assault and abuse allegations against Dave Portnoy, the guy that runs Barstool.
Yeah, the mega alpha.
Yeah, the first 30 pages are all just like testimonies on like Weebly like built websites where women are just outing him, I guess.
Wow.
That's crazy. The first page results, they're all dot Weebly.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so Dave Portnoy, watch it. The Who Up podcast is coming for you, you beatnik bitch.
Don't call him a beatnik. He's not a beatnik. He's the exact opposite of a beatnik.
What's a beatnik?
Like a hippie.
Yeah, he's a dumb, dirty hippie.
He's not a hippie, he's a rapist. I think you're like calling him like these things that you're trying to insult him, but like you just call him a rapist.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the best insult.
Well, hey, innocent until proven guilty. Just because I read 30 pages of allegations doesn't mean that any one of them are true.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you can take that. If someone gets accused, by 30 different women. They might all be lying.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Look, guys, yeah. I believe in the justice system, okay? So let's let 12 fat, ugly people decide what happens to them, okay?
12 angry men, is that what it is? The guy they're talking about is David Portnoy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been kind of sitting around all day mad at Dave Portnoy, so just thanks for letting me get that out.
Yeah, confirmed rapist, David Portnoy.
Yeah. Who personally endorses all of the rape and assault allegations against Dave Portnoy? That if you Google fat gay guy that works for Barstool, that's the only way to find them. That's why they haven't been a big story yet, is because they don't come up if you search Dave Portnoy allegations. You have to search fat gay guy that works at Barstool.
If you Google David Portnoy allegations, the fat gay guy who works at Barstool shows up.
Yeah, he tricked everybody. Yeah.
It's the perfect cover for any rapist online. Yeah. Hiding your assault behind gay men.
It's kind of like how Bill Cosby's allegations were hidden within Wikipedia.
Right. Well, it's like it's like how Kevin Spacey hid all of his rape allegations by killing them.
Bill Cosby's allegations were hidden at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah, and all of Harvey Weinstein's were hidden by nothing.
Yeah, they were.
Everything Kevin Spacey did makes more sense when you realize he was just method acting as fucking his House of Cards character.
Harvey Weinstein in 1992.
Yeah, he was doing. Well, you know, is he actually gay?
I mean, he acts like a faggot.
Is it gay to fuck a guy one time? Yes. So yeah, he's gay.
Well, I'm just asking, because what if he was doing,
you've done this bit on the pod before?
No, I tried to do this bit on the pod before and it failed horribly. And it's fucking failing horribly. You know what? Fuck, you ruined it last time and you ruined it this time. I'm just not going to try and do it on the fucking podcast anymore. I'm done trying to do bits that I work on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done doing comedy. I'm quitting comedy now. I'm quitting the podcast.
I love that we say Logan's neurotypical, but maybe he has autism. Maybe that's why he ruins all the bits.
Maybe?
Nah. Listen. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey was hired by Chick-fil-A to fuck a kid, and to make it look like all gay people fuck kids, in order to further some sort of propaganda. That's my theory.
If he's gay, why would he willingly do that?
He's not gay. No.
Just decided.
New theory, he's not gay. He's actually an evangelist.
So it's crazy. Not backstabbing any of his people.
Yeah.
Restaurants do really have their own agenda, man. McDonald's has an agenda too, dude. They're trying to show, because of the civil unrest, Black Lives Matter, they're trying to show, hey, if you're black in America, marry a white woman, get your money up, and we'll sponsor you.
Yeah, become essentially a Jenner, and then...
Yeah. Hey, yo, black kids! marry white ladies!
That's the only way to make it! Who pretend to be black?
Huh?
The white women who pretend to be black women.
I don't think she pretends to be black.
That's why I'm marrying Trisha Paytas.
Yeah.
I want to marry a woman that's scarily white.
Oh, some lady in a cardigan with a pumpkin in her hands?
No, I'm talking like an albino bitch, like a really scary one. Like one that looks like a monster.
You know that, right?
Yeah, so like best of both worlds, you know?
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay.
Don't let this distract you from the fact that Dave Portnoy has 30 allegations sitting online right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Just keep reminding everyone.
Don't let anything that comes out of my mouth distract you from the fact that there is a rapist out there right now.
There's a lot of them.
running a lot of really funny Instagram pages.
God damn it, man.
Yeah. You mean the ones where they're like drunk girl sucking dick.
Yeah.
They're like, yo.
In college.
This frat guy just won in cup pong and now he has a boner.
Watch this 18-year-old kid chug a whole pint of tequila through a beer bong.
Yo, watch these dudes pour vodka on a drunk girl and then her top falls down for some weird reason. That's crazy.
Yeah.
College was sick, dude.
I like World Star Hip Hop more.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's more fun to watch people beat the shit out of each other than it is to watch a bunch of... Like, here's the thing, right? If I wanted to see what I can see on Barstool Sports, I would have just gone to college, which I did, and I saw everything that they posted on there in real life. Now, World Star Hip Hop, I can sit in my suburban home, and I don't have to experience the fear...
I can sit in my home and I don't even gotta think about a black neighborhood.
Exactly. I don't have to experience that in real life.
You can just Google hobo fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Tyrone, stay behind the screen, champ.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I wouldn't download a car because you can't drive a car on a computer. But I would download homeless guy fighting three black teens on the corner of the high school that they all go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would download that. I would watch that.
Yeah. There used to be a video I'd watch all the time when I was young, under 18, chill out audience. where I'd watch a video of is like three black teens just like fucking up a possum with a rake. Just like beating it to death. But there's like an old man.
Why
do
you have
to
be under 18 to watch that?
Because people might try to cancel you if you're an adult watching that. I was under 18 when I watched it. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. I didn't know that it was fucked up to watch it.
Do you still watch it now?
No comment.
Keith would still watch it now. He just doesn't want the public knowing that.
I have it bookmarked on my other Twitter account.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's an old man who's just screaming at them the whole time, and his dialogue is just so funny. Like, I don't know. There's something comical. It's like, do I want to be there? Hell no. But will I watch it when I'm drunk as hell? Hell yeah.
I was kind of laughing today.
Why y'all fuck with that pause?
So literally, the best part is his ending line. He's like, y'all boys don't come back here no fucking more.
Dude, I was driving today to go do this other thing, and I was about to light up a cigarette, but I was driving past one of those trucks with live cows in them, and I thought about how funny it would be if I just lit my cigarette and that whole truck just exploded because of the methane gas. Like, somehow it just, like, leads from my car through the air. Into the other semi truck filled with cows, and it just blows up.
Sounds like a Lethal Weapon moment. You're like Mel Gibson. You're like, this truck has ties to Chang, and you flick the cigarette, and then it just fucking like blows the whole highway to shit.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah. We should.
I love the idea of dying like that.
There's something to be said for that. I think it could work.
The amount of people. And if it, I'm sorry, you keep going. I had an interesting thought.
Just really quick, then you get to your point. I just wanted to say, and if it doesn't blow up when you flick the cigarette, that means methane gas isn't real and global warming is a hoax.
Correct.
For real.
No, I was just going to say, I don't understand why people don't just let me joke about Republicans being pedophiles when... Listen, I know Democrats are also pedophiles.
Probably more so.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's just, I'm tired of people commenting, being like, listen, hey, I can't stand by this because Democrats are also pedophiles. I'm like, I don't care. I mean, I do, but like, let me make my dog shit joke.
Well, you just got to make one for the other side, you know? But the thing is, the thing people don't realize is like, it's funny to make that joke because in reality, more Democrats are pedophiles because Republicans just rape grown women.
Yeah. Well, they have wives that they can do that to and not get in trouble for it.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been married to someone that was born in 1950? Yeah, you could get away with a lot with that bitch.
Right. Because it was just normal. Doesn't mean that it's okay. But
no, it doesn't mean it's... No, I'm not saying that it's okay.
No, I never said you were.
Yeah, no, I know.
Calm down, hey, bro.
I'm monologuing right now. Hey, you ever married a bitch that used to hang out at the Shake Shack with her girlfriends? Yeah, she'll do a lot without complaining.
Shake Shack? Shake Shack, yeah. New.
They used to go there in like the 50s to hang out. I'm commenting on how older women don't stick up for themselves.
Well, no, they have a roof over their head. Why would they care? Yeah.
No, yeah. But listen, the first Shake Shack that I've
fuck
ever
off.
Seen.
I'm not,
was
I don't
in
mean
Columbus.
Shake Shack, the restaurant. I just mean like a Shake Shack, a place that sells shakes, like an ice cream parlor, whatever the right. Fuck you want to call it. I don't mean the
no, but what I'm saying
shake
is
Shake Shack. I need you to take a step back and fucking zip it.
The Shake Shack that's canon in the United States of right. America.
Speaking of Shake Guess Shack, came... hey guys, have you guys ever enjoyed a shake and a burger at the same time? Well, at Shake Shack, you can do that. If you go to Shake Shack and you say, who up 20, you get a free fry with a large shake. And who up 20?
Who up 20? Just go in there and tell them that we said that your meal was free. It's yeah. on us.
Yep, it's
don't
on us.
Put it on the... Put it on the Who Up podcast tab.
Yeah, put it on the tab for the Who Up pod.
Leave
you
your
just gotta,
at
you just
home.
Gotta show up and say Credollar Sun sent me.
Yeah.
Leave your wallet at home, go to Shake Shack, yell, and just be like, Who Up 20? They sent me, give food now. Just say that.
Yeah, you have to
just
do
go in there
you have
and
to
do that.
Do what they did when the Szechuan sauce ran out. You get on the counter and you start screaming that you're Pickle Rick, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. They'll get you that shake and the free fries immediately.
Like, oh, by golly, that's the boy that listens to the autistic podcast.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're welcome, Shake Shack, by the way. Yeah.
Get the gun.
We should email Shake Shack.
I'm 10 steps ahead of you. I emailed them yesterday.
Okay, cool. we're doing great.
But yeah, just to wrap up my thoughts, I need to say it. Chris, I'm going to need you to zip it before I shake the shack that contains your brain until you pass out, and then I'll fucking kill you.
Are you calling Chris a baby?
Yeah. You call me a fucking baby, dude?
No, I'm not calling him a baby. I'm saying that I could shake his head hard enough that he would turn off, lights
like,
out.
Like a baby.
A baby would. Yeah, like, so no, you're implying that I'm a baby.
No, you're implying that Chris
I'm not
is
implying
a baby.
That you're a baby. I'm saying
you're
that
implying
I could,
I'm a fucking
I could
baby.
Shake a fully developed adult man's so head. I could shake their head so hard that they
no.
We're right. Because like a baby.
Yeah, like
no,
a baby.
Not like a, I mean, it's comparable to a baby.
Because
so
no,
I'm a baby.
Not, it's well, not like a baby.
There's no.
So you're calling me a baby.
There's
no
such thing as shaking adult syndrome. It's only shaking baby syndrome.
I'm saying that I am so strong that I can shake someone's head hard enough that their brain would hit the sides of their skull, and they would just lights out.
As if they were a baby, right?
But not similar. It's similar. But it's not.
So you think I'm similar to a baby?
Wait, Kate shakes babies.
So you're thinking that Chris is a baby?
No, I don't. I think he's an adult person. But I'm saying that I.
You're saying he's a man baby?
You could shake him like a baby.
My strength and muscle mass would allow me to shake his head so hard that he would pass out.
As if he were a baby.
No, not as if he were a baby. As if he was a grown man. Getting his head shaken hard enough to pass out. Because a baby, it doesn't take that much. I mean, you could just like smack their head on the wall and it'd probably pass out.
Could you smack a grown man's head on the wall and make them pass
yeah,
out?
Yeah, but you need more force for that, you know?
Right.
Like with a baby.
Are you saying that Chris has a soft head or a hard head?
I'm saying he has a hard head. This is more of a comment on my strength rather than Chris's fragility.
Oh, you're calling me a virgin now?
Oh my god.
And
we know
you're a
Chris has
or
had
not,
sex.
Doesn't really matter.
We know Chris
you just
has
said
had
it.
Sex. We know he has. To six dogs. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, no, let's talk about this on the podcast. I like where this is going.
So I think to call him a virgility is pretty rude.
Everyone's favorite rapper from 2017, Six Dogs. You should just, let's go through the pod and just say I if you had sex to one of his songs. Just we'll go around, everyone in the group, say I if you had sex to a Six Dogs.
Didn't you remix a Six Dogs song?
Yeah, but I didn't have sex to my own music, don't worry.
Oh.
I have not.
I've never had sex, so.
I. Didn't you?
You want to say that again, Chris?
I said I didn't either.
Listen, all I'm saying is if you think you could shake Chris like a baby, why would you call him a virgin? I feel like you're already shaking him like he's a baby. Then you're going to call him a virgin on top of that.
If I was shaking him like a baby, you would shake the whole body because a baby is small enough where you don't need to just shake the baby's head. You could just shake the whole damn thing and it would, you know, that would be enough for it. But with an adult man, you would have to just put your hand on either side of their head and just shake that.
So how do you prepare for such a overtaker? How do you prepare to shake a man's head as if it were a baby?
Mm-hmm. It's not as if it were a baby, but I'll tell you kind of the process. So the first thing that you want to do is you don't want to come into contact with any water for 2 months. No showering, no bathing, at least on the hands. You need your hands to be as dry as possible. No natural oils, nothing. You need to get a good grip on the head because you're going to be shaking it back and forth vigorously.
Right.
So no water coming in contact. Make sure to get all the moisture out of your hands, real dry hands. Okay. And now this is a good and a bad thing. Because your hands are going to be dry, but your body has a funny way of correcting things that it doesn't like. And so when your hands dry out that much, as soon as I would put them to Chris's head, my body's going to start to self-lubricate, per se, because my hands are so dry, it's going to start to crack and bleed, and my hands are going to get lubed up with my own blood from all the cracks.
I do have a quick question regarding the dry hands. So the head that you're grabbing, does that also have to be as dry as the hands? Because I feel like
we're drying out the hands because we are not anticipating that they're going to have a dry head. If they do, that's great. But we're anticipating, you know, a head that's naturally moisturized. Maybe there's some kind of lotion or just even the natural oils. So you got to make sure that your hands are excruciatingly dry because you need to have that hold.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And like I said, they're going to start to self-lubricate. They're going to crack and bleed. You're going to get blood kind of all over. And you got to work through that and just hope that it isn't so much blood that you start to lose your grip because you're probably, like, for me, I'm great at it. I mean, I could put a man out in 20, 25 seconds. But some people, you might be shaking for a couple minutes, and that might not be good. The other thing I do is mental fortitude. This will also so the Calm app. I use the Calm app,
right?
And I do guided meditations 3 times a day for the 2 months of preparation, okay. Which is really fantastic. And if you go on the Calm app and when you sign up to register, there's a spot where you can enter a code. If you enter the code WHOUP20, you'll get 2 months free with the Calm app. You'll get access to all the guided meditations.
Nice.
Wait, this bit's an app. This bit's an ad now.
Yes.
You've lost me like 10 minutes. No, just there was this, I'm gonna be on.
Just keep going. Nope, Dave. Just keep going.
There's just a quick little ad read. But yeah, I use the Calm app to meditate. Right. I mean, here's the thing. You also got to practice shaking, but you got to be careful because you're also drying your hands.
How do you practice shaking?
What?
How do you practice shaking?
Yeah, so basically, so we want to make sure the hands stay dry. So what's something that naturally dries out the skin? Styrofoam, right? So mm-hmm. I get 2 slabs of styrofoam, and I put them on either side of my hand, on both of them, and then I secure that with a couple of rubber bands, and then okay. I'll just kind of walk around, and I'll shake shit. You know, if someone leaves, like, a dog outside of a business, I might just shake it for a little bit and see what happens, you know?
Okay.
Is the plan anything different with somebody of a skinnier stature?
Yeah.
say an actor of a particular nationality that's very skinny. Is there any difference to shaking his head?
What actor are you talking about? Oh, no, I know. Never mind. You're good.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about, but I just want to clarify.
Let's say there's an actor who appeared in a somewhat gayish movie
where he fucked a peach
of French descent, who's extremely skinny.
Oh, okay. Well,
does shaking his head play out differently than if you were shaking like Chris's head?
Right.
There is like one key difference.
Right.
Basically, the training for said individual, we won't say their name. Is exactly the same. You want to do all the preparation, things like that. The only difference is, for me specifically, this might differ for anyone else that would maybe approach this individual to shake them, but I am going to kiss this individual vigorously after they are passed out.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. So you're going to...
Is this guy Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
No.
And listen... So you're gonna kiss Chris vigorously after you shake him like a baby.
That's not it. Don't intertwine these stories. Don't make them something that they're not. Chris does not. That does not happen. I make an exception.
Does Chris have to wear a diaper? Does Chris have to wear a diaper when you shake him because he's a baby?
No, he's not a baby. God damn it, he's not a baby. He's a real man. And when I shake him, it's going to be bad. I mean, he's not even going to know what's really going on. And then he's going to be passed out. I'm going to shake him like an adult human being because I am strong and I can do that. And I train and I am really good at it. And he is not a baby. He is a man being shaken so hard that he passes out.
Would he be shaken harder?
Kissing me like a baby.
Are you kissing him like a baby?
No, I'm not. Nothing to him. Nothing is being done to him like a baby. Everything that is being done to him is being done to him like a man.
So you're not even
kissing him like a man after you. After
you're gonna,
you know,
yeah,
I'm
you're
not gonna kiss him. I'm not the only physical.
You just said
contact,
that was your plan.
No, that's for somebody else. You brought up a different hypothetical.
Oh, you're talking about Chris right now.
You said you're gonna jerk and kiss the head of my penis, right?
With your mouth. You're gonna jerk it with your mouth. And you're gonna shake it with your incredibly dry hand.
I'm gonna jack him off.
I'm going to shake the... Yeah, you have incredibly dry hands and you grab both sides of the head of his penis and you shake it so hard that his brain...
Yeah, and you're saying something about lube?
Yeah, and you're lubing it up with blood?
No, I don't know if it's the Minecraft VR or what just happened now, but I think I'm going to be sick.
Wait, hold on. And you're doing this as if Chris was a baby.
No, you are adding so much to the story that never existed in it. There's
no. You're gonna make my head wink wink explode. I get it. Yeah,
Chris is gonna be his head's gonna be hard.
No, it's
you gotta dry out the hands so that you can get a good grip on both sides
of his head.
And you know, naturally, as soon as you grab the head.
It's gonna lubricate
naturally to differential itself.
Yeah.
Don't make this the preview. Please
and you're,
don't make this
and
the preview.
You're gonna shake it as if it were a baby.
No, I'm not shaking any part of him besides his actual top head,
from
like the real
of his dick.
Brain.
Yeah.
No, the head of his body, where the brain is, the skull, the face,
so
that
his penis.
Head.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen. You couldn't pay me enough money to even think about that.
About shaking okay,
I,
Chris like
I think
a baby.
I think I get the picture. He's gonna jack me off or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. That's really cool of you, man. And you meditate before you do that. That's awesome. I met a girl who meditated before, and she did not. She didn't even dry her hands out. She just.
Yeah, is that good, huh? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
we can lock that one up. We can throw the key away on that. That was a good bit. That was fun.
Story's over. Yep.
Yeah. Can we burn the box too? Maybe.
Well, Chris is now a baby. Right.
No.
Yes.
And we rub lotion all over Chris.
Kurt's just going goo goo ga ga.
Yeah,
he's getting his head shaken.
I need somebody to draw a picture of Chris as a baby.
Getting shaken.
Like his adult head on a baby's body. In a diaper, and then Cave as an adult, violently shaking Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need that for a t-shirt. I'll pay you money if you make it.
Yeah, as long as it's just a, you know, how I described it, not how you guys kind of ran with it, you know?
Right, yeah. We'll make sure that we have you jacking off baby Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just, yep, just like that.
That's exactly how you described it, with blood all over your hands.
How is this any worse than the Lin-Manuel Miranda thing? There was also blood and sex in that hypothetical as well.
Well, Chris, whoa. You never said anything about having sex.
Yeah, well, you're not fucking baby Chris.
Wait. What?
You said you were going to shake his head.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Moving on.
Yeah,
anyway, I appreciate the blowjob, Cave. Yeah. Let's review a Rick and Morty episode from 10 years ago that I watched the other day. I'm just kidding. I don't remember the episode. I was really high.
Oh, I forgot to take my cookie on the way home, so I have to run and go do that after the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
That'll be perfect. Because I have a little phone call to make after this, and then
yeah,
by the time it kicks in, we can just tweet.
Yeah,
until...
We can tweet together. Yeah, I got lots to tweet about today. Listen. I hate white women so goddamn much. They're so willing to dive and kiss the feet of a fat gay man when someone doesn't even know that they made the joke and then I make it. But as soon as some fucking twink bitch steals a real comic's joke, it's nothing. It's not nothing said. They shit on the comic whose joke was stolen by this bastard.
Like, I didn't even know Christine Sadelka was trans now.
Yeah.
Wait. Fuck you. God, I don't know. I don't know if she's...
Yeah, you got fucking demolished.
Oh, that's so funny.
Bro, I was like a second away from being like, pigs, now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah. God damn.
No, it's cool. No, if white women want to be like real tight with gay guys, don't come crying to me when he can't get hard, sister.
Well, they're not trying. I mean, they are trying to fuck him. I think all don't women are innately trying to fuck their gay best friend.
Don't come.
Yeah, they smell so good.
Yeah, they're like, we want to fuck you and turn you straight. Is I think what all straight women who are best friends with gay people think.
Hey, yeah. Yo, women bitches, don't be getting your penis all up in a knot when gay dude is mad you don't got a penis.
Hey, yo, women bitches.
Hey, yo, women bitches, don't be running to me asking for my dick, bitch, you got 100 gay dicks to go suck, stupid hoe.
Who are you trying to be? Which black guy is that?
He's not trying to be God.
I'm talking like the token white friend in Louisiana.
Right. Okay.
Oh, you know what I should start doing? I should start being the Charlemagne of this podcast and just start antagonizing every single guest.
Yeah. Well, Cave's already the Charlemagne of the podcast.
Yeah, he did that to make a bitch.
I will be the Charlemagne, man. You know what? If that gets me the Kanye West interview, I'm cool with it.
Wait.
What happened? What's going on? What happened?
Envy? Can I be Envy?
Yeah, you can be Envy. He's a bitch. Yeah.
You know I got a daughter at home. That's why I think that women now have rights.
My favorite thing was the Desus and Mero beef with him, like a few years ago.
Oh my God, what
nobody
was
knows
that?
About that. All right, yeah. Sorry, I didn't bring that up in the fucking text group. I don't want to get any shit about bringing that up on here right now. Okay. I asked. No one knows. Moving on. Chris is the DJ Envy.
Who am I?
Gabe's Angela Yee.
I'm not Angela Yee. I'm Charlamagne.
Yeah.
No, you're Angela Yee now.
I'm not. You can't switch me to Angela Yee.
Wait, who am I?
I just did it.
I have a huge. You're not DJ Envy, then. You're the camera guy.
You're just gonna it's take clearly Logan. The camera guy.
Logan has been playing Mario for fucking 20 minutes.
How is
just
it,
chime in
Logan?
And say the last thing someone said.
Yeah.
You're the camera guy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What so who am I?
I'm Charlamagne.
Well, who?
You are not Charlamagne.
Who the fuck
you
am
said
I?
I'm not DJ Envy. You're
well,
DJ
look,
Envy.
Here's the thing. Okay. Our crew does not have an Angela Yee. I think Chris is DJ Envy and Clifton and I are both Charlamagne.
Why am I Charlamagne?
Well, do you not want to be? I'll take full Charlamagne then.
Well, no, I want to be. I want to be something.
Well, I'm
you're
Charlamagne.
Angela Yee.
Who's the
you're Angela Yee?
Me?
The third one.
Yeah.
Why? That
the
sounds
woman.
Like a woman. I'm not a woman.
She's a, yeah, she's a moderator, basically.
Well, all right, I guess.
That kind of makes sense.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
That
I guess,
makes sense.
I guess I moderate. I guess I'm a moderate. I think I...
We all... Here's the thing.
Listen, I'm
we
voting for Joe Biden, and I have no qualms with it. I'm a moderate. I have no...
yes, Justin, I'm also a moderate. I'm voting for Donald Trump, and I have no qualms about it.
Well, actually, that makes you a Nazi.
Clay being told he's a moderate and being like, actually, I think I'm pretty radical, but I mean, if you say so...
Yeah, you're a pretty good you're a pretty good moderator, man. Actually, I'm a leftist. I I'm more left than Bernie Sanders.
Oh, so you're a communist?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm on the other. So I like gay people. I think guns are good. Actually, I don't think guns are bad. I don't really care.
I think
guns
are good too. There's gonna be a race war in like 5 years.
I don't think it's gonna be a race war. Well, it depends.
It'll be a race war
before a class war.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
What it's gonna be the left and the right war, but there's gonna be a little bit of race war in there too.
Well, I think what it's gonna be right is all the black people are gonna kill all the white people, and then they're gonna go after the government.
It's gonna be a good fight, but there's more white people in this country. I mean,
yeah, but the black people have more guns.
Well, there's a lot of white people with guns too. There might be even numbers of guns.
No, I think black people have more guns. They're just not documented.
No, white people have more guns. Trust
me. Yeah, they're more. Yeah, substantially.
Well, it doesn't help that the white people keep dwindling the numbers.
That too.
What do you mean dwindling?
They keep killing black people. I thought that was pretty obvious.
Here's the thing. We have like a third of them already in prison.
Yeah. Once they get out. Hey, we need all those firefighters fighting the fires over there for people to take pictures in front of. They need to get armed. They need to be armed and they need to be
it's not
released
fair.
From prison.
In the race war, the black people cannot be armed with petty drug dealers and domestic abusers. Okay. We are going to lose if that happens.
That's actually pretty funny. The concept of just being like, all right, in the race war, we do need to cut these people down. We need to make it a fair fight for white people. So we need to get rid. We need to make sure the black people have no guns. They have no people who can fight on their side. All the women and children, are the only people fighting. Actually, those are the only people that can fight. And that's on white privilege. And then I say, kiss my ass, bitch. I kiss and blow towards the camera, and then I get my job at Barstool.
Yeah, and we still somehow lose. So,
you know what I think? You know what I think would solve the civil unrest in this country? If there was like another Australia, where a bunch of people could just go.
I think what would solve the civil unrest in this country would be if everybody just sat down and played a goddamn game of Uno. Am I right, guys?
The
Have we ever considered making Childish Gambino Spider-Man? I think that would solve all problems.
Yeah, we need a black Spider-Man in movies, not just in video games where they can have a white guy play a black guy.
Yeah. Why is there only one black guy in GTA, huh?
We need more people like Apu. We need more Indians in this country. That'll help. That'll help the race crisis.
We need more Hank Azarias.
Indians a long time ago.
Like,
I think every American should watch the movie Glory at least one time in their life. Yeah. That's how we solve it.
Because of Remember the Titan.
Matthew Broderick is going to save us from fucking racism, dude.
For real.
Holy shit.
What?
I just looked up how like the percent of America, like the racial breakdown.
Yeah.
Like what percents are what? 72% are white. Jesus Christ.
We're the silent majority.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah.
Well, here's what makes it tough, right? Is it used to not be that high because we used to be able to be like, oh, we're Italian, we're Irish, we're Kazakhstani, we're Russian, and now everyone who's white is white. If we still had the racial biases we did in the 40s. We would have such a fucking amazing, diverse country.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't want to hear any more complaints about all white cast members in movies, okay? 72%? Come on, man. Yeah, there probably should only be one black person.
It's representative.
Yeah.
It plays into the demographic, dude, okay? What? You're telling me in Star Wars there needs to be more than two black people? Okay, 72% of Americans are white, all right?
I knew there should have been more white people in Black Panther.
There definitely should be more Mexican people in Star Wars.
No, they got that one guy, right?
Well, they're in outer space.
Yeah.
Well, I think there should be more Chinese characters.
They're aliens.
Don't the aliens count as people of color in that movie?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying that they're alien. No, it's
that's how I always looked at it, because I was like, oh, I don't understand that.
Speaking of,
I don't like that.
Is it bad of me to not like Watto? Is that anti-Semitic? I was asking this in the group chat earlier, but now I legitimately am wondering.
No, I don't understand how you can make. I don't understand how you make that connection.
It's
Watto is a Jew.
He's got the big nose.
He's like
he can tell when you move things.
Yeah, listen to him talk.
Jedi mind tricks don't work on him. That's a Jewish trait.
It doesn't work on Hutts either. Are Hutts Jewish?
No, they're probably like Iranian.
Yeah, no, those are the big banks. The Jabba the Hutt is a big bank.
The Hutts are Palestinian.
Okay. No, well, no, they're not. That's not how it works. What the fuck? Oh, why would you put your license and your passport on your Instagram page?
Oh, hard left. Hard left. I don't know.
What the fuck? Sorry, somebody just followed me. I don't know who the fuck they are. So I went to their page, and they have three posts, and the latest one is them with their full ID and passport.
What? There's nothing. Can you send it?
No, it's a private. It's a private page. They let me follow back.
Aw, oh, damn!
Take a screenshot.
I'm not gonna do it, dude. That's someone's private information.
Take a screenshot.
I'm not gonna do anything with it. I just want to see it.
I don't want to do that to somebody. Cause what if? Okay, what if? Okay, what if they? What if their identity's already been stolen? So they posted that in order to be like, yeah, this is me.
If their identity has already been stolen, they are dumb as hell for posting that.
Well, I don't think they like. I think they someone might have posted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. How do we feel about? No, I'm not gonna. I just read the word apartheid, and I was just going to be like, hey, fellas, how do we feel about
it? Oh, you do not want to ask me that question.
No, I don't. I don't want to know how you feel about that.
I could go on for about, I don't know, 3 fucking hours.
Jesus, so great.
You want me to talk about apartheid? I think I could talk about that for 6 30-minute sessions.
Yeah.
We'll get started.
Well, no, don't get started. You can.
I don't think we have time for that. Maybe on the next podcast.
Yeah, I think you
we
could
just constantly clickbait the fucking Cave's terrible apartheid bit.
Well, it's just what we do is we have Cave do his solo pods.
Yeah.
And on the solo pods, we let him just talk about. He can talk about apartheid. He can talk about whatever he wants on them.
Yeah.
We're not gonna comb through them at all. We're gonna post them as is, as sent to me, or as you post it.
Yeah, I'll go through and censor what needs to be censored.
And then if we have to deal with any backlash in 5 years, that's all on you.
Yeah. You guys like act like I'm just going to be like a fucking menace on the solo apps. They're not going to be much different from what I would say on here.
Well, some of what you say on here is sometimes
backlashable.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm not saying
in my opinion, if you really have a problem with someone like making a joke, like you could come to me as a fucking adult, but like you're going to try to like pull some like, "Oh, we got cancel this guy." I don't like this guy. Fuck you. You're a fucking pussy and I hate you.
I'm just going
to come to me as an adult and try to explain your point of view to me, but anyone that attacks someone for a joke is a pussy bitch.
Well, I would just want you to know that more people are going to just try and attack you than talk to you like a person.
Yeah, I know. I try to make it clear where I stand.
Just an open. Oh god, I hope we get just fucking. I hope Cave gets into like a 1v60 on Twitter. But Cave refuses to stand down, so he just is in the replies, just fighting everybody.
He'll go black. I hope there's a day again.
I would not fight people on Twitter. That's such a waste of time. Like it would upset me, but I wouldn't waste my time trying to reason with someone over Twitter. That's.
But I thought you want people to come to you, man.
What do you mean?
Well, you said come talk to me.
I'm saying like if you like sent me like a message and you were like, "Hey, I didn't like this joke, da da da," like you want to talk about it, I welcome that. But like you're just gonna like start like adding on Twitter, like the people that go after someone like in that sense, that's ridiculous to me. That's such like a childish thing to do.
I also think it's stupid, but
yeah, like people are gonna do it regardless. I agree, yeah. But it's just like it's not an effective method because ultimately you're just gonna make that person hate you. Like,
right? Yeah.
Even if you have good ground to stand on, you could just come to them as an adult and explain where you're coming from. It's like I'm not some jackass, unreasonable person. You're like, I am very open to listen, and I'm not a fucking like disgusting human being. I might make a joke that crosses a line, but
I like the idea.
That's for whoever listens to the joke. You know, you decide where your line is.
I like the idea of somebody doing like the "this you" tweet, and it's like somebody from like a tweet in 2012 that says like, "Maddie is a retard." It's just like, yeah, you got fucking owned.
Yeah, that's pretty
tweeted good. In like algebra in eighth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's fucking can't it's like a 25-year-old.
Yeah. From a tweet from 2014 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No context.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God. Just calling somebody. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, deplatform this dude immediately.
They're gonna come for me.
Yeah, they're coming for you, bro.
I welcome the day people come for me. I welcome it. It's probably not gonna be fun if it ever happens.
If anyone wants to come for me, please do it on a picture of me printed out, and make sure that you get it real good on my face. Just like cake it, dude. Make sure that it's just right up on there, and then post it, and then tag me in it. Come tribute me.
What will you do if somebody actually contributes you?
I'll retweet the fucking hell out of it. It's incredible.
So they just DM it to you. They don't even tweet it. They just DM it to you, and they're like,
I'd think about it every day of my life.
I just want to put this out there for anyone. If anyone tries to like openly cancel me on a public platform, I'll probably just kill myself. So think about that before you try to cancel me.
I wonder how many people are going to say, this is my chance.
No, I'm just trying to be manipulative, you know?
Right. Gotta get them where it hurts.
Yeah.
Just trying to gaslight them.
You don't want to be responsible for my suicide, do you, you stupid bitch?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. Have you been practicing that one?
No, don't do that. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
That's off the top, baby. That's improv brain.
That's pretty good, man. It's like when Chris was a baby.
No.
It's like when Chris was a baby. I keep forgetting I have a MIDI keyboard.
Dude, I have mine sitting in front of me, and I keep touching it, but I forget that it's hooked up to keys in Ableton, so it keeps playing sounds and scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
This has been a good episode, man. I've been enjoying myself.
Is this a patron or a regular one?
This is a regular one. I marked that spot if you want me to go back and take care of it.
Yeah, you can get that in there. I don't care.
Okay. I mean, it's a good joke, so.
What funny spot?
Yeah. We'll talk about it after the pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, it's not on me, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't care as long as Chris doesn't care.
Good luck.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, are we wrapping up? What's going on?
Well, we got 8 minutes until it's been an hour. So I'm just looking. But listen, this is the second podcast I've done today.
So you're like kind of burnt, huh?
I was talking. So I tried a new snack today. It's coming out on Monday. Can I spoil it for you guys here? You guys aren't going to watch it or anything.
Is there a crossover audience?
I'm going to watch it.
Probably not. I don't think it is. But I was gonna send them that way if I could at some point.
Yeah, don't spoil it because maybe they'll watch it.
Right. Okay. Well, I try a new snack. So if you want to watch me eat a marshmallow with stuff in it,
you just spoiled it.
No, that
didn't spoil it.
There's more to it.
It's like a preview. It's like a commercial.
Yeah. Check out
that's fair.
Duck Duck Grey Duke Pop.
And Clifton tries a new snack.
Yeah. She's 12, and he's a Republican.
If Clifton's getting tired, I guess it's time for the Charlemagne to take over.
No, I got a joke. He's 12, and he's a faggot. Can I make it any more obvious?
Yeah. Joe Biden is a Republican. To anybody who's commented on my tweet being like, I didn't know Joe Biden. Check it out. He is. You know he is. You fucking dumbasses. Fuck you.
Wholeheartedly he is.
Speaking of, let me plug this podcast underneath. Let me plug the podcast underneath the good old viral tweet.
Of the who what pod did it cast?
Yeah. Yes.
People are totally going to listen to it. I know it.
Yeah, that's what happens every time. Every time I get a viral and plug it underneath, people always check it out.
He's telling that about the mouth breathers, aimlessly scrolling and seeing something.
People definitely click those plugs under virals, right?
I mean, with shit like the podcast, it's a bummer, but when those people ask to pay you for them to plug shit underneath your tweet,
that's pretty exciting. I do like when I do like
see those plugs for sure.
It's an easy $25.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that got me lunch for the next day or whatever.
$25 is one lunch?
I'm fat, yeah.
Where are you spending $25 on lunch? Let me do your budget.
Can you help me with that? I spend so much money every time I leave the house. I got paid
dinner for $25.
Well, here's the thing, right? I don't usually spend like that much money on food, but sometimes I'll go out and just enjoy too much, indulge too much.
Well, speaking of like the plugging under virals, my favorite thing was like a few months ago when it's like people were starting to tweet because everyone went like ghost on social media for like a week or two, you know?
Yeah.
And then people were like coming back with like jokes and tweeting, I'm a stupid bitch for my boyfriend, and get like 100,000 likes or something. Yeah. And be like, oh, check out this link tree that I had to make a friend of a friend send me. Huh, this has got a lot of good stuff to check out. I know I only tweet dumb shit and I don't like share any other information. Look at this. Seriously. Like, God, that shit is so funny to me.
You
it's
guys
like just...
should go plug the podcast under my tweet.
All right. It's so funny. It's like, dude, you tweeted a dumbass joke. You like don't pretend to care underneath it because now 100,000 people saw it.
You want one of us to plug the pot onto your tweet?
Yeah, I want all of you guys to go do it under my tweet.
Pretty secure top comment by saying Alabama power couple underneath of it. Actually,
yeah, you should go comment on your first.
Oh, this
comment.
Is getting a little bit of love.
Yeah, absolutely. No, can you do it exactly like that?
100. I'll do that later.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. I don't really, I never really get tweets blow up like this. I have 139 likes and a reply.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite, did you guys see the thing I just sent to the group chat? Somebody underneath my tweet posted Caleb's version of it. Right, which I have no problem with Caleb. I think Caleb's very funny, and I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Hang
personally.
On. I have a problem with this guy. I'm now seeing a picture of him. I don't like this guy.
That's you know where I said Chris Sudoku was trans.
That's funny. Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. Actually, I get
anyway,
that. Anyway,
I like his stuff. I liked the POV video he did. It was very funny. But somebody posted it underneath. And was like, didn't say anything, but they just posted underneath, like, white knighting this guy. And somebody commented underneath it, relax, neighborhood watch, you ain't getting no bitches for this. And it is amazing. Yeah. Very happy. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to find, like, a really ugly tweet from this guy. Let's see.
I like him. He's funny. Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing, right? He's gay, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's a big part of the charm, but he's also very funny. But it's gay humor, all right?
We need a Disney prince with stress eczema, but I know y'all hate having real conversations on here.
Yeah.
Wow, hey, where's my G-U-N? Wow, ha ha ha. Yo, we need a Disney prince with stress eczema. We need to get kids familiar with stress eczema. That happens.
It does happen.
Go to hell!
We need a Disney prince with psoriasis.
I was just going to say, does that not get worse when you get stressed? It's not the same, but...
What? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, it's funny because I guess I do kind of go through stuff, something similar. Yeah. But that's besides the point. I wish he would change his at Caleb says nothing.
I like him. I think he's fine. That's not me not trying to get into beef with anyone bigger than me. That's legitimately, I think he's very funny.
Hey, why don't you come at me? I just got 101 followers, pussy bitch.
Crazy. Right. Making bugs in his cave. Don't do that.
What? No, I'm just kidding. I really don't have
creators.
No, I love the idea.
What, Chris?
I love the idea of me trying to correct Cave on this. Like, I haven't said the worst thing possible about it.
No, yeah. I don't have a problem with Caleb. Here's the thing. If I saw him in person, it'd be all love. Not that kind of love, but like friend love.
Right. Yeah, you'd grab his head.
I'll swing that way, man.
You'd grab his head and you'd shake it really hard with your dry hands.
Hey, we can shake hands. Hope you wash these. Hope these fingers weren't in your ass, weird gay boy.
If he pisses you off, you can just shake his head.
Wait, can I get the callback joke or?
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Was that allowed for? Hey, yeah, you'd shake his head with your dry hands like he was a baby.
I mean, that's okay. So it's plug time.
Yeah, it's plug time now.
Nicely, way to go.
Yep. I was trying to. I tried real hard.
As I get progressively worse, I find that the more I stay offline, the worse I get on these podcasts because I have so much pent up anger.
You start fucking tweeting, dude.
You got to go see a therapist if you want to talk to somebody with your anger stuff.
Well, I just, that's like, I don't.
I'm not your therapist. I'm a podcast.
I get angry and it comes out in jokes. That's
right.
Like the whole thing.
Any who's got, listen, check out the Duck Grey Duke podcast. I was on there today and it comes out on Monday, I guess. So that's cool. I got sweatshirts. I got to take a selfie in one. I got a free sweatshirt today. It was pretty cool. Other than that, check out my t-shirts. I'm making a t-shirt store. I've made the store for the Who Up Pod t-shirts. I just have to get some designs and throw them on shirts and actually make them. Yeah. Other than that, check out the Patreon and the Reddit and stuff and... Thanks for listening. Who's next? Go.
Give me the mistress, Brooke. Masturbator, please. Venmo, quit dollar sign.
Thanks.
Since Friday, whenever Bryce was on, or Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah.
Days are all mixed together. I don't remember anything. But, yeah. Give me that doll.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I'm sorry for everything I said. Please forgive me. I'm really, really sorry for anything that I did that offends you. Really, truly. Follow me on Twitter at KPVQN, Instagram at WhatAScott. I keep up with what I'm doing. I don't really give a flying fuck if you do or you don't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. Really, please forgive me, please.
I'm sorry.
I'll be good next time, I swear. I won't make a joke next time, I swear. Or I'll make a more appropriate joke. You know what? I'll make an appropriate joke right now. A guy walks into a bar, right?
Yeah.
And he sits down and has a drink.
Well, see, now that's not even funny.
Like, no, that's funny. It subverts the joke. You expect something crazy to happen, but he just does what a normal guy does in a bar. It's appropriate. It's inclusive. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least you're trying, man.
Yeah. It's an uphill battle. All right. It's
always gonna, man. I'm gonna plug Cave. You know, he's really the one out here busting his ass for these envelope pushing jokes, and I really think he's the unsung hero of this podcast. So shout out to Cave.
I don't think so, but thank you. I think I'm the one that's gonna get this podcast in a lot of trouble.
Meh.
Yeah, we'll see.
Did you end it on we'll see?
No, I haven't ended it yet. Sorry, I didn't. Did Chris go already? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, here, let me redo it. We'll see.